tonight, massacre in Savannah regional town of Chinchere as police rescued the injured and retrieved the remains of six bodies scattered in all directions in latest tribal attacks in Bole.
Yes, those who were killed have been sent to a hospital at Kapinka. That is the southern part of Bole Bamboi district.
We'll be live on the grounds as death toll in the conflict hit 17, while a family of eight fleeing in rickety canoe drowned in the White Volta. There's more coming up here on Top Story. This is Top Story, brought to you always by Telecel Connecting Energies and also by Shield Pension Trust. Into the future with you. Now, unidentified armed men have unleashed a massacre in the Chinchere community of the Bole district in the Savannah region, indiscriminately killing six people and injuring two others in the latest tribal attacks. Now, this brings the death toll in the Sola, Tuna, Kalba and Bole district to 17, with the number of displaced persons continuing to rise. The conflict rages on despite appeals for calm and restraint. I will bring you details of a police statement shortly. But first, let's listen to the DC for Sola, Tuna, Kalba, Saka Sikina, who revealed that eight displaced persons fleeing the conflict drowned in the White Volta.
About eight people were drowned. You know, if you look at the Bole Bamboi and Sola, Tuna, Kalba, we share boundary with the Ivory Coast and Burkina Faso to the western part of our district. And these inhabitants, some are more or less related to people in Burkina Faso and La Côte d'Ivoire. So as a result of the conflict, most of them are migrating to Côte d'Ivoire. And this, they pass a lot of unapproved goods with some locally manufactured boats or what they call the canoes. It was one of those incidents that some two families were trying to cross and they drowned. No rescues have been made. I'm told eight people were on board the boat and they've all drowned.
And how about those who were killed?
Yes, those who were killed have been sent to a hospital at Kapinka. That is the southern part of Bole Bamboi district.
And how many are they?
I was told by the Bole MC they are six.
So this brings the official death toll to 16, correct?
I believe more than 16. In my district here, Sola, Tuna, Kalba, we had five, first two, that makes it seven, three from Bole Bamboi, and now 11, roughly about 17. About 17 is my figure, official 17.
You have the DC for Sola, Tuna, Kalba, Saka Sikina there, telling us exactly how many people have lost their lives to this particular conflict, which is ongoing. I've been joined by my colleague Rebecca Natoma, who's joining us with details from the police statement. She is our correspondent in the Savannah region. Rebecca, the police have been given details of this massacre that occurred yesterday. Run us through the details of that particular statement.
Okay, Kudu, thank you for that. Currently, as you say, I'm in Sola, and this is calm. Just that with the 50 time, which is just 50, people have started parking and running here and there, up and down, just to get to their various homes before 6 p.m. That is the case of time. But this particular incident, that is the landing street, started on Saturday, just last Saturday. And on Sunday, that we started recording some thefts and properties that have been burned at Biniyiri. So as we speak now, many have fled from the community to some other farming areas. But unfortunately, the death that the police have recorded are still increasing. As we speak now, the police, with the Savannah Regional PRO, Chief Inspector Grace Oduro Boateng says, just last night, they recorded six again from Chinchere area in the Bole district. And Chinchere is just close to Mandare and Mankuma, all in the Bole district. So as we speak, the patrol team are able to convey those six bodies to Damango government hospital, that is the mortuary there, just because Bole district mortuary is not working and it's not in good function. And security is so tight here. So far, many people are still complaining about the security situation in the various communities, because you get to some of the communities, there is no mobile network. And how to communicate is a problem. So last night at Sengere area, we heard that a Fulani man's house have been burnt and his properties have been taken away because he have gotten so many cattle in the area. And the security are trying to get the Fulani man's children. We've been told that three of his children are missing. And as we speak now, the community is calm and people who are in those areas, those who are able to flee to the southern sector, especially at Wenchi and Techima, they have gone.
Okay.
So we've just had a press release from the lobby because the land dispute is now a tribal a conflict between the Gonjas and the lobbies, or a Brefo and the Gonjas. So we've just received a press release from the Brefo Council of Elders. They are appealing for peace, and they are appealing that any youth from the Brefo area who are already armed, they should disarm themselves, because they want to live in peace with the Gonjas. They want to live with the people the way they used to live 50 years ago. Mm-hmm. But as we speak now, many of them have gone into exile, that is hiding in the bushes. They can't even come close. But the DT for Bole is saying that he's appealing. Any other person that is into this burning of properties and other things in the area, they should resist from that act, because this is a farming season. And most of these Brefo people who are into farming have left their farmland, and they are now going running about just to search for a safer place.
Okay, but so Becky, what actually are these tribal attacks about? Because the police have labeled us as tribal. You just confirmed that the lobbies have also released a statement calling for calm. So what actually are these attacks about?
Men who are trying to get places to sleep. You will see teenagers with their children who are also struggling just to make life easy there. Some of them have complained to the DC for Solar and Bole that how to even get transportation out of Solar District or Bole District.
Okay, I wanted to get from you, Becky, now that we understand it is tribal, what actually are these tribal attacks about? Let's understand what they are fighting about.
Okay, Kojo, it's all about a portion or a parcel of land, Agbeni Iri. And the incident, according to our sources, from the Gonja chief, the Gonja chief located at Beniri, whose house have been burned to ashes and craters and other things, sold a piece or a parcel of land to somebody. And unfortunately, a young man from the lobby, same community, who is a lobby by tribe, came to question the chief why he sold that parcel of land to a different person. And in the process, the chief explained that he did development and the place is a farmland. Quickly, the lobby young man told the chief that no, his father used to farm on that land. So the chief has no right to sell that land to anybody.
But what is the size of this land we are talking about?
Come again, Kojo.
What is the size of this land in question?
I don't even know how to describe it.
Is it up to a
size? You know how they place these containers for shop. So it's just a small size.
So it's a parcel of land on which you can only place a container, not up to a plot of land.
No. It's not up to a plot of land. And you know, Beniri is close to the Black Water, which is just 30 minutes to the Côte d'Ivoire. So,
can you say it is up to a quarter plot?
Hello?
Yeah, Becky, can we say this land is even up to a quarter plot or less?
Oh, just less. Just less. But according to some of the Gonja youth and other residents in Bole and Sola, they are saying that it's not just about the parcel of land that have been sold by the chief, but rather they know the Brave Force or lobbies have some intention that one day they were going to fight the Gonjas. And this All is right. what exactly has happened.
All right. Okay. Do you know when these attacks occur?
It actually attacked on that simple Sunday morning when we heard the Chief Palace have been burnt.
To us, it's his property. Okay. Yes. Becky, I'm grateful to you for giving us all of these background to this particular matter. Let's now bring in the head of public affairs of the Ghana Police Service in the Savannah region, Grace Boating. Thank you very much for joining us, and thanks for the responsiveness you've been since this particular matter started. Now, there's a general sense of fear and apprehension in this community and the other communities that have now been affected by this conflict. That then we understand this particular community that the police retrieve bodies from. Is that a case in many communities where people are being killed and the police have to go and retrieve bodies?
Actually, it's not many communities. It's just the Tinsay jurisdiction. That's where the six bodies were found yesterday.
Okay, so it means that it's not like it's happening in other communities?
No, please.
Have the police been able to arrest any of the assailants?
Please come again.
Have the police been able to arrest any of the assailants who committed this particular crime?
At the moment, no, but we are still investigating to get hold of them.
Okay. Now, the police is describing this or these attacks as tribal. What is underpinning this assertion by the police?
Actually, I cannot confirm that information for now, whether it's tribal or not. Because police don't want to associate itself with such violence. So it's a criminal case at this moment, and we are trying our possible best to bring everything down.
Okay. Now, I mean, with this dimension, does the police intend deploying more men on the ground to help fight what is happening?
Please come again.
I'm asking that with what is happening, is there the intention of the police service to deploy more men to help fight this?
Yes, 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 please. Yes. And they are still on the investigation to catch each and every culprit.
I mean, from what is happening, are you overwhelmed? Is the police overwhelmed by the magnitude of this conflict?
Oh, yes. Police is overwhelmed and devastated. And we are trying our possible best to bring the violence down so that they'll have a peaceful community. And the military personnel also on ground to support the police at this moment.
So, I mean, you've been on the grounds for some days now, yet more people are being killed. Have you had any information from headquarters when they are going to deploy more men?
At the moment, no.
All right. Now, from the bodies that you've retrieved, what sort of information do we have on the people who have been killed so far? I mean, there's six bodies that you retrieved today.
Settler families. They are families.
Okay. And do they belong to any of the sites we've heard? We've heard that this is about lobbies and gonjas. Do they belong to any of the sites?
We are yet to identify them.
Okay.
We are yet to identify their tribe.
Have you identified their family members anywhere?
Their family members?
Yes.
At this moment, no, for now.
Okay, so no family relation has even come to claim the six bodies.
We'll definitely give you updates on when their families are informed. Okay.
All right. But, I mean, what is the current situation in these communities as we speak?
As we speak, police are on the ground to survey the area to see and make sure that there is peace in the jurisdiction.
Okay. All right. I'm grateful to you for joining us here.
Thank you very much.
Chief Inspector Grace Odrua there. Odrua Boateng is Head of Public Affairs of the Ghana Police Service in the Savannah region. Now, the communal clashes in the Savannah region continue to intensify, with the death toll now reaching 17. This has sparked renewed calls for the feuding factions to lay down their arms and embrace dialogue to resolve their differences. Some displaced persons say they continue to sleep in the open and are pleading for an end to the conflict.
We just want the fighting to stop. We have to end up sleeping outside here. One lady just passed by and she tearfully informed us that she just saw that her daughter had been killed. We strongly ask governments to help stop this fight.
All right, so these are some of the people who've been displaced from this particular, conflict that's happening. Let's go there, back there, and speak to the NADMO director for the area, who's been following this particular development since it started, to have some more from him. Now, we understand that they've received some relief items today. I mean, from the day this incident happened, and when we spoke to him, he said that the National NADMO had assured them that they will receive some support so they could offer those support to the victims there. Grateful to you for joining us here. I'm grateful to you for joining. I mean, we understand you received some relief items today. What were these items, and have you already started sharing?
Yes, thank you very much. We in NADMO have received some relief items from our headquarters. But before that, I would want to say a big thank you to government and my Director General and the leadership for making this swift response to us. Yes, we receive relief items to feed our people. We receive about 500 bags of rice, about 150 cartons of oil, mosquito coils, thousands of mosquito nets. We've received enough to be able to take care of the people, to be comfortable here.
Well, according to the DC of the area, more displaced people are trekking in. Are you overwhelmed by what's happening?
Sincerely, the numbers keep increasing. Because most of the people were trying to cross to the Ivory Coast side. Unfortunately, the means to take them to cross over the Ivory Coast side is not there. And so they look stranded. Many of them now didn't want to also come to Solatuna Kalva because of trust issues. But I can say that since yesterday night, the DC for Bole and the DISEC are moving them here to Sola. And it's increasing the numbers here at our camp where we are taking care of them. Yesterday night alone, we received over 250 displaced persons. This afternoon and this evening, we've received close to 400 of them. And they are all here at the camp. And it's getting difficult, but we are managing, and we are in touch with leadership to see what we can do for the people.
So what's the total number of people whom you have at the camp now?
Approximately, yesterday we have about 700. Today we've received about 400. So we are talking in excess of 1,000 plants. And in fact, they have gone to bring some more people to us. Because the people don't want to stay in Bole. They prefer to come to Sola. And so that is the reason why they are being brought to Sola. Initially, we had suggested that if we could set up another camp in Bole, so that we don't increase the numbers here to be able to, you know, maybe encounter some challenges in the form of health and other challenges. But they are not ready to stay in Bole. They just want to leave and then come to the Sola area. That is the situation here.
And if you look at the numbers, which keeps increasing by the day, and then the relief items you received, how many days do you think it can take you?
Oh, yes. The only challenge is that if we were to take care of the people at the camp alone, I think that we could take care of them for at least for 2 good weeks. We could take care of them. But we have a situation where we have some groups in other communities who don't even want to be brought to Sola or even sent to Bole or anywhere. They are not ready to move to anywhere. They prefer to be there and to be for the food to be sent to them. And so that is going to be the only challenge we have as a result of the numbers over there, because we would have to send the food to them in those areas. For instance, there is a community called Jinavor. They are keeping my records. I just spoke with the assemblyman, and he told me they have about 600 people at that particular place. And he told me there was another place where they have another 400 people who are also in that place. And then there's another place, they have about 360 or so. That is the data the assemblyman is giving me. So it would have to send some of this relief to some of these areas. It might make it difficult for us to say that what we have can even take care of the people for more than 1 week. That is the challenge we have. But if they were all at one place where we cook to feed them, perhaps it could take us even for 3 weeks. But for now, with those numbers that we have to send the raw food to them over there to also go and cook to eat by themselves, I don't know if this could take us for even 2 weeks.
It must be a difficult period for you.
Yes, a bit difficult, but we would work with it, and we are sure we will resolve it.
Has National given any indication as to when next they will bring some more relief items?
Oh, yes. Having sent that report or this report to my Director General and the leadership of NADMO at the headquarters, we've been given assurance that as soon as possible, another track of relief would get here so that we'll be able to contain the situation here.
Do you think it's time the corporate organizations come on board for you? Because as you say, the numbers you have now, what you've given us is over 2,100.
Yes.
And with the way they are scattered, it means that you can only cater for them probably a week. Is it time to place that particular call to corporate organizations to say, we need your help? Help.
Yes. I think since yesterday, we started communicating with some other partners to support NADMO. I think they need to come to our aid. Look, when you go across to the Agricos site, sincerely, yesterday, per my briefing, by my district director for Bole. In fact, he told me they have over 12,000 people who have crossed to the Apricot side. And some of them, they are hungry, and there's a likelihood that when they realize that some of their colleagues are here and they are comfortable here, there's a likelihood that they would also agree to come back and to come to the camp. And
12,000.
So there's a possibility that the numbers will continue to grow since they are getting to know that they are being taken care of at this place very well. There's a likelihood the numbers will grow. So since yesterday, I've been calling that our corporate institutions would just have to come to our aid they would have to support NADMO to be able to take care of the people. Yes.
Have you had any feedback from any of them?
Yes, we call on Red Cross Society. In fact, they assisted us to set up the camp before we received our NADMO shelters to support. We've also called on the World Vision Ghana. They've promised that they will come with some form of support to us, but we haven't received that yet. We've spoken with Zoom Lion because of sanitation issues and the issues of toiletry, the movable toilets and all that. Unfortunately, they are unable to respond to us as of now, but they've given indication that they will work at it and then they will get back to us as soon as possible. But we haven't heard from them yet.
So how are you managing sanitation issues at a camp now?
Yes, this morning we had a discussion with the District Assembly to help us with some of their drip machines so that we can dig some local pits so that for the meantime, we can make do with the local toilet pits that we can put in place for them.
So as you speak, you have nothing like that?
This morning, that one has been done.
Okay.
This morning, that has been done. But we just hope that we could get the mobile toilet. We think that would be more decent and acceptable under this condition. We've also spoken with the Ghana Health Service Directorate, the Regional Directorate. They have responded swiftly. Yesterday, they agreed to set up a mini clinic here. But we've had a lot of health issues. Yesterday, we had to some of them to the Sola Government Hospital. We had issues of stray bullets, children sustaining some bullets, and they were rushed to the hospital when they were brought in from Bole Chantire area. So we are doing our best.
So you describe the health situation at the camp as dire or it's manageable?
For now, it's manageable.
Okay.
It's manageable because the numbers, we are not being overwhelmed by the numbers now. But the way they keep coming, the way the numbers keep increasing, I would say that we need serious attention here. We need serious attention.
How many children have been involved in this? I mean, especially those whom you have at your camp. How many children can you count?
Oh, the children are many than the adults. I can't put numbers as at now, but when you get to the camp, physically you can see that the children outnumber the adult class, and the women outnumber the men. So that is the situation. The women are many, the children are many than the women, and we have some men as well.
I'm grateful to you, Zakaria Mahama, for this. He is the acting regional NADMO director for the Savannah region. And that's how we wrap up Top Story here, brought to you by Telecel Connecting Energies and also by Shield Pension Trust. Into the future with you. It was live on Love 99.5 FM in Kumasi, also on ATL 100.5 in UCC. My name is Samuel Kojo-Brace. Up next is Ghana Connect with Kweku Asante.